More disconcerting trend is also emerging, notably following the coup in Niger. Certain individuals in academia, civil society, and the media, you must have observed, have been propagating false narratives in support of a coup or military rule. These actors have gained substantial followings on social media, leveraging their influence to disseminate misinformation that threaten our nation's peace and also stability, especially as we approach the critical December 2024 general elections. This is a matter of serious concern and must not only be a matter of concern to the security of British, but I think to all of us in the country. Misinformation, whether intentional or inadvertent, from these individuals, because they are influential, poses a significant threat to Ghana's stability. Baseless political commentary undermines public confidence in vital institutions. Loss of confidence in vital institutions like the Electoral Commission and the judiciary can be very dangerous, and potentially they can steer our country towards a perilous path. And I think beyond the erosion of public trust in the institutions of state, which then culminates in public cynicism and skepticism, disinformation also creates a misinformed public whose decisions on policies and elections are influenced by false narratives, a development that also goes to undermine democratic processes. And to put it in a better perspective, misinformation, disinformation can influence voters, can influence them to make decisions which are inconsistent with their best interests. And this could include the election of a bad leader and opting for a bad public policy, all of which can have grave consequences for the survival